Blog Talk Radio.
Now, hello, everybody. Welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I am your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy 644478 at keen.com, and that's spelled Daisey. Okay. Today is our show is about calming and learning how to at least deal with stress and at some point eliminate stress. Stress makes us we can't remember things, our energy scattered, and it just, we need to be centered, because when we're centered, we're connected to God. And that's, you know, you need to stop, you know, do something to calm, like nice lavender scent in the room, deep meditation, deep breathing, and find your center, which is your spirit. That is your spirit. And we are a spirit. We possess a soul, and we live in a body. And we need to understand that every time that you reach your center, you can receive messages and you can develop your own psychic ability. But, you know, that's what we need to do, especially when stuff is coming at you, you know. I want to discuss readings for a moment. You know, thoughts are energy, and we perceive these energies, and we can interpret these energies with a margin of error due to the human element. There is a human element in everything. There's a margin of error, even in religion, the human element. So the reading should edify you. You should be, it should be a present help in time of trouble. Spiritual readers, as myself, rely upon the Holy Spirit as a guide and a comforter. We help others through their human journey, and our aim is for your highest good. Blessed to be a blessing. And so that's what readings are about. There's nothing that's perfect. Only Jesus did it all right. God is perfect. And so I want to talk about a little bit of cosmic weather. Mercury in Virgo means it's a good time to figure things out. So we should be able to figure things out today with these readings. And the Scorpio moon in conjunct with Jupiter magnifies his passions. So you could hear from a past lover, or you could indulge, overeat. And we need to not let these emotions rule us. I mean, they come and, you know, we have to fight them a little bit. So, and also, Venus is opposing Uranus, making us feel insecure. So you don't want to, you know, allow that to take a hold either. So that's your cosmic weather. And our health tip today, my reference is Dr. Drew Sinatra. Many health issues ending in ITIS, itis, such as osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, diverticulitis, sinusitis, gastroenteritis, and the list goes on. These conditions are a result from inflammation in the body. Some examples of also comes from toxins exposure, like pesticides, insecticides, fungicides, physical or psychological stress, and insomnia. And foods that help reduce this inflammation are turmeric root, ginger root, fermented foods like sauerkraut, green leafy vegetables, olive oil, fiber. And as a rule, I have a good mix that I'll share with you for the pesticides and those others. Listen, I use doTERRA oil, about 2 drops in a little quart spray bottle of water, and I rinse all my fruits and vegetables with it, and it takes off those things, because lemon's a cleanser. And the next thing we need to do is drink lots of water to cleanse ourselves each day. And I like a variety, so sometimes I drink cucumber water or lemon water, but you can make water out of anything. You know, you can make raspberry water, any kind of water that you want. And it just gives a nice little taste. Father God, we come to you today and we ask that you give us your Holy Spirit and let people be revealed to them, revelation to them of what is needed to be known. We thank you for all that you have done. We thank you for all that you will do in the future. And we praise your holy name in Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah. And just to make sure we're all on the same page, I'm speaking of the God listed in Psalm 16:11. We know that the God that I'm speaking of is a God of pleasure, not pain, not suffering, not diseases. He's not mad at us, and he has nothing but love for us. We are in a special time right now between Rosh Hashanah and the Atonement, so this is a very good time to get a reading. So let's begin with it. So Father God, help us to understand and guide us through your Holy Spirit to be all that we can be, in Jesus' name. Okay, so we'll take some calls here. Here we go. Hello, you're on the
air.
Hi,
Daisy. How are you?
Hi.
How are you feeling, by the way?
I'm good.
Okay, good. I read your message on Keen. And
Well, thank you for bringing that up, because I'm going to advise everyone to call Dr. Becker before you cross supplements, because I made a mistake and I had an allergic reaction. And email me and I can give you his number. And, you know, he's worth the wait, because you can call in and tell him everything that's wrong with you and what medications you're on, and he knows what doesn't blend with what.
Okay. I'm glad you're feeling well. Better, I should
Thank
say.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And let's look at you.
Thank you.
Well, I have a little Discord stress, which, you know, we've been dealing with a lot of that, but that should start subsiding here now. And it's going to change. It's going to surprise you how it changes. And when it says that it's going to surprise you, I can't always hone in on what that is, because the universe doesn't want the surprise out. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're finally going to get in charge of your life, where you feel like, you know, you're on solid ground. I have an increase in money. And a heart wish about someone. I have a male, a heart wish that you're going to get to come true.
Okay, great. Thank you. It's always great talking to you. And again, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you so much. God bless you, and thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you too.
God bless you too. Huh? All right. Okay, let's move along here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, girl.
Hi. How
are
you?
How
are you? I'm
good.
Well, I've
been running a little crazy. Yeah, since March.
I know.
Since March, with my three siblings, I've gone through three hips and two knees.
Oh, my goodness.
So I've been going crazy. I've been away so
much. Oh, my
goodness. I don't know if I'm coming or going sometimes, but we're about to get them all settled through that.
That's some serious body karma.
None of them were mine.
We need to look at that. We need to look at that sometime. We need to look at that.
Okay.
So I know how to, which end to kick it.
Really?
No, I'm serious.
Well,
we don't,
like,
you know, God, the God I serve is not a God of pain, and he doesn't want anybody in pain. He wants us, 3 John 2, he wants us above all things to be in health and prosper.
Oh,
you know,
I know.
It ain't going to do you any good to have all the money in the world if you can't enjoy it.
That's right. I agree wholehearted.
Now let's look at you.
I was going to say, let's look and see what's happening for me. I've been dealing with everybody
else.
Yeah. What about me? That sounds terrible, but, you know, once in a while you have to think, what about me?
Well, it does. The first card is the Eight of Swords, which is, that's a tough card. I mean, that's going through a hard, you know, pain, all kinds of struggle. And it's and you feel trapped in it. It's the card of bondage. And we need to really look at that at some point. Your intuition's good, though. You need courage right now. You have been in a battle. You've been in a battle for a while. You're battle weary.
Well, but you got to keep going.
And mental thought is very important right now. You know, you're sharp. You catch on to things fast, and your intuition's good. And but you know, you've just been caught up in this battle, and you feel like you're caught in a web. And yeah. And it's been crazy, the moon over that. But you are going to get in control of things. You need to express your spiritual side. You need to connect with your spirit, and you need to eliminate this bondage. And it's not it's not an instant thing. God's promises are based on faith. You know, you can't receive them without faith, and
right.
you have to endure the illusion that's going to come from the evil one, and he's been attacking you. You know, I need to look at that body karma, why it's there at some point. Just email me and, remind me of this conversation, and then I'll do it for you.
Okay.
You can email me on Keen, or you have my other email, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you see anything from our dear friend? That keeps running that wheel.
Keeps running the same old track, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's still out there somewhere.
Well, he's been going through something, too. When he thinks of an adventure, he thinks about you. But he hasn't been able to have an adventure. He has been thinking of you. You haven't had any contact?
Not much, if any, for the last 6-8 weeks.
No, it's coming up. There is an opportunity coming up. It's developing. Sometimes he really feels like, and he actually does. He abandons people. He gets caught up in other people. He just gets caught up in stuff, and he realizes it later. You know, hindsight, after
mm-hmm.
the damage is done.
Right.
But there is something developing here that he's been thinking about you, and it involves maybe travel and says adventure. So it's away from where you are.
He just bought a great big boat.
There you go.
You know, and he was looking at buying a plane, so. All right, well, I will send you the email, because that is kind of interesting that all that came up in the reading, given the fact that, you know, it was all about siblings. It wasn't me at all. You know, with all my health problems the last few years, I was surprised, but it wasn't me. So,
okay,
you guys,
well, we will
you
look at that,
well.
Okay.
We love you, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Thank you for participating. Have a great
Bye.
Day. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you this afternoon?
I am good, thank you.
Thank
Let's look
you.
At you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. Interesting. Your first card is the Three of Wands. The Three of Wands is when your ship comes in. I mean, long-awaited, sometimes desire. and it's coming in, and you just got to realize your brother tried to make it happen faster.
God bless
him. Not done yet. He's not done yet.
Oh,
He's thinking of another development, okay? He knows
okay.
You're discontented. You are discontented. You need to also express, you know, stay connected. Like I said, you know, when I call it drought, when times of drought comes, that's when we have to really, any kind of lack, any kind of trouble, we have to really manage our thoughts at those times, because fear, which is false evidence appearing real, and negative thoughts releases toxicity into the body, and then, you know, you can get sick. And so we have to stop negative thoughts. Job, who was greatly suffered, as everybody knows, you know, he just lost everything, was sitting on a pile of ashes with the body covered with boils. Oof, imagine that hurt. He said, "What I greatly feared came upon me." Everything that he feared happened, including he feared losing his children, all of that. So we can't allow our mind to move us in a direction that is contrary to faith. We need to allow our faith to move the mountains that are in front of us. So that's your message from Spirit. And listen to your intuition, but change is coming quickly, very quickly. And let's not exactly put a time on it, because it gets manipulated with.
Okay.
By the
okay.
evil one. I'm learning that. You know, I kept getting this praying to God, why isn't things happening like, you know, I'm seeing. Well, they're going to happen. It's just that 1,000 years is a day, and a day is 1,000 years unto the Lord. He's not on the same time schedule. And we keep wanting time, which is our natural human, you know, we're subject to time. We get, you know, get up, we have our day, or we go to work, or whatever our agenda is. But movement is coming. And you have been in a lot of bondage. And it's to wake you up to you're not that person anymore. And you've learned hardcore basics and where you're at, but it's all going to change now. And between the extremes, when there's going to be extreme on the other end, between the extremes you'll find balance. In other words, you're going to go from this hard, you know, down to low basics to overflow. And so when the overflow comes too, it's going to be an extreme compared to what you have, to what you're in right now. And you, between those two, you'll find balance.
Okay, good. Good.
You know, it's like I've heard people complain about how people that win money and they, you know, went out and they bought this and they bought that. And well, they were deprived of everything. You know, you kind of go crazy for a minute, you know, but you gotta put the Spirit of God upon your money.
Right. Well, this is all very exciting. Yes. Thank you so much. And God bless you. It's a wonderful show. Thank you for bringing it to us.
Oh, well, thank you for participating. God bless you, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy, it's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. It's been a while.
Anything good?
I am getting close to moving. Yeah, I'm still looking for work, but I'm starting to get more interviews. Tomorrow is my birthday, so I'm just hoping the year ahead is going to be so much better for me than this past year.
Okay. Well, email me on Keen on your birthday.
Okay.
I'll be on Monday. And
okay.
Let me give you a free birthday reading, okay? I'll give you an email reading, free one.
Oh, thank you so much.
No, I always
wonderful.
Get birthday readings. That's the best time to get a reading. And this is a good time, too, because we're in a spiritual time. And so, okay, the first card
you.
Is the, You're welcome. It's the Ace of Cups, which means good things are going to flow now. That's the overflow. And this is the time for that. You know, we're coming up, we're in between the two spiritual times, Rosh Hashanah and the Atonement, and things are going to finally start getting good.
Good.
If you know, you still got a little bit of hard time, like you said, you haven't exactly gotten that job yet. But I think the right one, and it's been a struggle. You've been in a struggle, but that's all a little bit in the present. But it's very, very soon to change. Good news, you're going to find something that you love.
Good. Yay. I mean, I think the thing that has been delaying it is that I'm returning to my former career after being away for 5 years, and everybody's making it sound like I've been away for a lifetime when it's 5 years out of my 25-year career.
Come on, Kay, I'm going to go online and take a refresher.
I am. I'm actually taking a social media marketing class just to brush up on my marketing skills. So stand for something.
That'll boost you right there. That will boost you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just go ahead.
I see that, you know, this is going to be a good paying job. You're going to make money at it. And it's like faster money, you know. And,
okay.
There's a little bit of depression about moving, but, you know, sometimes we had a little story about a couple that went to look at a property, and they prayed over it, and they claimed it, and they did everything, walked around it. They did everything metaphysically they could do spiritually, but the door closed. And, you know, they were kind of like, oh, they really wanted this place, or they really wanted this situation, but when the next place they found within a year, they doubled their money. So sometimes, you know, God's delays are not his no's, and shut doors means there's something better.
Okay. Yeah.
And it shows that really that you're going to put money in the bank. You're going to do good at this marketing.
Good. It's just tough.
You have a really good voice vibration. People will trust you. You watch.
Oh, thank you.
No, you do.
What's tough about this move is that I have to go back with family in the meantime until I can get back on my feet and can get a job and have the money flowing in again. I have to stay with my folks, and I just didn't think at that stage in my life.
That's depressing, huh?
Yeah. I love them with all my heart, but, you know, I really want to be independent. So,
you won't be there long.
Yeah,
no,
good.
And there's a reason for it. It's not revealed to us right now, but there's a reason, and you'll be glad that you were there
because
you'll be able to help.
And then
you're
going
to be able to give right back to them.
Oh, good. I know. I that's one of the things that I want to do as well. In terms of love, too. Just wondering if there will be any communications tomorrow on my birthday, which I have usually been getting from the gentleman that we've spoken about every year for past 9 years.
I got communication. I don't know if it's going to be right on it, but it's in the present line. It could. And he's a bit of a tomcat. There is a, you know, he's got an, he just keeps, but there is a special feeling towards you. That's why he keeps coming back and remembering you. He can't, you know, he keeps remembering, and he communicates with you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's been ongoing for a very long time. Yeah,
but there's a new man. There's a new man coming up after you move.
Okay.
And you're going to meet him. He doesn't work with you on your new job, but he's in the neighborhood. He may know somebody that you work with. Might bump into, you know, leaving work or something, and then you guys go for coffee or something and mm-hmm. talk and.
Mhm.
And
okay.
it's a woman that it's a woman that introduces you to him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She talks you into going. Go.
Okay.
Yeah, he looks good.
Sounds like my mother.
I'm your spiritual mother. I'm old enough, okay? See, you needed to laugh, too. Things
yeah.
are going to get better finally. That's just it.
Okay.
You know, I got stressed out about this timing thing, and mm-hmm. God explained to me that, you know, we have to have patience and faith mm-hmm. and don't let unbelief come in, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's been going on for so long, you know, just depressing times and that,
you
know.
You get so tired. You get so tired.
Yeah. You know, I think I've already hit bottom. I can only go up from here.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that has to happen. But remember
mm-hmm.
to practice the presence. The presence of God mm-hmm. is in our spirit, and we need to connect our spirit, and we need to connect our spirit by becoming centered, you know, kind of shut
mm-hmm.
the world out for a minute, you know what I mean, and hear the
mm-hmm.
voice of God, and he will speak to people, okay?
Okay, okay, great, thank you.
God bless, thank you so much for participating.
God bless you too, I'll send you that email.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello, Stephen. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hey, what's
okay.
happening?
Let's see what's happening.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're kind of feeling defeated, and it's been a very stressful time, but and there is some, you know, people that are judging you, and they may not be judging you correctly. There is a job development coming up here in the very near future, but there's
mm-hmm.
also this man that you worked with contacting you about something else that he's got going on, and it's away from there.
Okay. That's
yeah.
all good. What about
yeah.
what about the deal? What about Jennifer?
Okay.
Is there something between us?
Well, she feels like so much damage has happened here, and there's a lot of emotional suffering here. She's trying to analyze this, her situation emotionally, because there was, you know, there was a warmth feeling, and she feels caught in a web, like she's got too many people
yeah.
telling her too many things.
Right. Correct.
She's no, undecided at this point. She's undecided.
My boss told me the same thing. That he said, your problem is not Jennifer. Your problem is everyone whispering in Jennifer's ear right now.
Mm-hmm. That's what you're reading.
I said, okay.
Too.
Right.
Yeah. You need to cleanse this with the violet transmuting flame and, you know, do your meditation. See it coming down through you, out in your aura, all around your space, and then blaze it into her. And send it around the world to help other people too. Okay?
Yeah. Do you see her going forward with that court hearing on the 20th? Kind of feel like if she does, then that ends it.
No.
If she doesn't, then no.
No.
Is she going to show up or no?
She's too sad about it. She just has a tremendous amount she's been thinking about. Seriously, no, she does. She has regrets at it, even. Oh, a lot of regrets.
Okay.
Okay.
I've been woken up in the middle of the night the last couple of nights, out at like 3 o'clock in the morning, with feelings and thoughts that Jennifer was coming to my house now, or she, like, there was a note on my car door, so much that I ran outside to check my car. What's going on? Is she trying to communicate? She going to communicate with me or something?
Well, there has been a lot of serious thought here. Regrets about how this whole thing played out. Regrets about being in the condition everybody was in. And yeah, there is action. She's just thinking about how to do it. You're picking her up.
Is it before the hearing? Is it before the hearing or after? Could you?
Well, it's probably before. Yeah.
Just to let me know that it's not going to happen.
You know, it's like something that's eaten at her. You know what I mean?
I know it is. I know it is. Is she pushing away from this guy, this gentleman, James Griffin?
Everybody right now. Everybody.
So she's not hanging out with him anymore, right?
Mm-mm.
Well, which is cool. It's the way it should be, but, you know, saying, but how do you see us? Are we going, is this going to be a new beginning for us or no?
Well, I definitely, there's like this gut-wrenching thing to talk to you and try to make sense of, but it's hard to make sense of something that you have, you know, not a full picture of, but know that it ended up being a bloody disaster and being influenced by other people. And that seems to be, she seems to be very perceptive, very easily to receive, you know, suggestions.
Yeah. And knows her business. Is she going to change jobs in Napatandy soon?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
They just have
like
another
she's
major.
She's got to get away from all this. She got to get away from all this.
Talking about her business, right? All these people got involved, and they all started spinning it and saying stuff they didn't say, and then she's on board with it. You know what I'm saying? She's got three people saying it, and I'm saying I wasn't even in the restaurant. I couldn't even said that. You know. All right. So I'm sorry.
Work with
the
bio transmuting flame. You'll be amazed how it's a cleanser. It removes, it gets rid of toxicity, and it's like it goes from a light purple to a dark purple, and
I'm
going
to email you on that because I'm so I can look it up properly and find it. Did you see us a new beginning? Is that what you're saying, or you're not sure?
I know you're going to talk, but I think right now I can't get anything solid from her. We'll look at it again. I'll be on Monday, okay?
The main thing is,
if you need minutes, just email me. I know you're
in
between jobs.
Right. The main thing is the hearing has dropped. If the hearing's dropped, we're good. So, all right.
It looks like it. Yeah, definitely.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. God bless. Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you for calling and participating with us. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
How
Thank
are
you for
you?
Calling. Thank you for
oh,
calling.
I remember.
That's what you could do. Pardon?
Yeah. I remember.
I'm doing good. Doing good.
Yeah, I'll have to call you later and see about what reaction you had with some pills. The herbs.
Yeah. Well, this was a reverse of Huck-Chaw. And I've never taken it before. Okay. But I'm doing this program for tinnitus, and you can't mix stuff with it. You can take a daily vitamin, but I was so anxious to try that reverse at all. I just did it one. Man, oh man. I looked like I had a very bad lip job.
Oh, my goodness. It looks
like a blowfish.
Well, maybe we should just drink a little red wine.
No, you're not supposed to take alcohol with these pills. That's what happened.
That's what I
thought the alcohol was removed from that, though. Well, you've been on quite a journey yourself, and but you got a new beginning coming up. And as far as that man is concerned, he just really, he just give it up on stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But he still comes. He still comes around and tries to give you hope.
Oh yeah, says he has a plan, but I don't know. But then he'll say, oh, what am I supposed to do? And I'm like, I guess you stay there.
Yeah, he wants you to tell him what to do. You know, he is stressed, but he knows he painted himself in a corner. He knows he created this. And sometimes he gets mad and just thinks, stop everything. You know, he's just going back and forth. He does have something in mind, and he has talked to someone, so, yeah.
Yeah, I'm supposed to get a review in February. Is that going to go okay?
That's normal. It's normal procedure, yes. Yeah, St. Michael the Archangel, he's guarding you. He's guarding you. He and several angels are trying to lead you into a new beginning where you're going to start enjoying life. God wants us to enjoy everyday life. He wants us to have barbecues. He wants us to get together and enjoy our lives. He wants us to enjoy life.
Like we did more so in the old days. Everybody socialized then.
Yeah, there'd be more of that now. You know, they danced, and weddings were a big festive thing, and they enjoyed life. When the Israelites went through the parted waters, and they got to the other side, the women danced all night.
Oh,
David danced before the Lord for 3 days. God likes us to be festive. He likes dancing.
I think it's a nice expression. That dancing's the best thing for this osteo.
Yeah.
It's the best exercise for it, I was reading. I got to learn how.
I'll just get up there and do some gyrations to the music and make yourself feel good.
Potato mash.
I put on some oldies sometimes and start, well, wait a minute, that works a little better, but okay, then we're working it.
work it.
Yeah, absolute exercise is necessary for a lot of things. It helps depression. It helps arthritis. It helps a lot of things. You know, it's like Jesus came up to the five porches in Bethesda, and that man had been there for 38 years, and all he kept talking about was, nobody will help me. You know, he was focused on what had been going on for all those years, and Jesus asked him if he wanted to be whole, and he told him, take up your bed. See, you got to move, you know. And I love Pastor Dickelhouse says, if you can't do nothing else, wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, show them that you're going to take action. And the more you move around, the better it gets.
Oh, yeah.
The better it gets.
Yeah. Okay. I'll just
we love you. Thank you for participating. And hang on if you want to listen. You're welcome.
Okay, I will. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you.
Okay, speaking of feasts, God memorialized Passover with the death of Jesus. Jesus died and became our Passover lamb. God memorialized the Feast of Pentecost. That's when the new covenant church was born. My spirit reveals to me when I study God's word, and I believe that God will memorialize the Feast of Tabernacles and the Day of Atonement. So we're coming upon it. It's the evening of the 18th and the 19th. And Leviticus, or Thessalonians 4:17 tells us, the Lord will return with the sound of the shofar. Well, they call it the trumpet, that's the shofar. And this special time that we're in is the best time to connect, the best time to give, the best time to receive. Acts of kindness gets the Lord's attention. Psalm 95, verses 7 and 8, and this was David talking. He said, for he is our God, Elohim, and we are his people, the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. today, if you will hear his voice and harden not your heart, as in the day of provocation and in the day of temptation. So you see, there is things that are going to come to provoke you, and you're going to be tempted. In these scriptures, God informs us that things do not always happen overnight, and that that we will be tried and tempted. This is our test to master, and we master it by entering into God's rest. God's rest is the true Sabbath. We rest assured and complete trust in God. This is my most important message for you today. Believe and trust God. To see the results from God is to see faith in our life. Faith is required, and we are required to believe. We must have faith, and we have to believe that God, the will of God for our life. But the will of God won't work unless faith is present. The will of God is health and prosperity, 3 John 2. And Psalm 95, verses 7 and 8 says, if we will hear his voice and harden not our hearts. Also in the New Testament, the New Testament words are going to be the same as it was written in Psalm. It's referencing what David said. Hebrews 3:15 says, today, if you will hear his voice and harden not your heart, he will speak to you. And what does harden your heart means? Unbelief. Hatred, bitterness, negative emotions. So we all know that we have to take those thoughts captive and replace them with words that line up with God's word. And believe in God and trust in God. And this season is extremely special because it's the 70th anniversary of Israel. And 7, as you know, is the number of divinity times 10. This is going to be a very special blessing time. God's Spirit touched my heart and asked me to tell his people that they can receive 7 special blessings during this time. So we need to, you can just go before the Lord and read a psalm, and you can bet I'll be praying, and you can just, I know some of these preachers, I heard Rabbi Schneider say this week on his program, The Jewish Jesus, he goes that he was stressed about all these religions or preachers that are out there that are all about money. It reminded him of the money changers, and I felt that way too. It's like, it's not all about money. Money is mentioned like 68 times. And God wants us to have money because he wants us to be able to be a blessing to the kingdom and be a blessing to others. And he wants us to live an abundant life. That's what Jesus came here for. So we need to realize that, get it in our spirit, get it in our heart. And when we come upon bad times, we need to stop, calm ourselves, use some techniques on meditation. We need to at least begin to manage stress and at some point eliminate it. It's not part of a spiritual life. And, you know, it gets a little rough in this world, and we have to live in this world, but we're not of this world. And I think I had another caller just pop up. Let me check on this. Hello, you're on the
Hello.
Air.
Hello. I almost forgot about you. I'm usually first. Oh, my goodness. I am doing so bad. I am so confused. I don't know whether I'm coming or going. And
that's what stress does.
Trying.
We were just talking about that.
Pushing. Yeah. Oh, I didn't get that part. I just got in like about 10 minutes ago. But
okay,
I'm so busy. I have
look.
This new life I'm in. Wait. I have this new life I'm in, which you know about. I'm staying in like a place where in between places, and right now I don't see me going anyplace else. Like, and how do I survive this, you know? And it's a different place. I haven't been in this place in a long time, and I don't remember how to adjust to it. You know what I mean?
Yes. Okay. begin with prayer. And I'm going to say right now, Father God, Linda and I are coming into agreement and coming before the throne of mercy. We ask for mercy on her life and situation right now. We ask that you bring about a change quickly and give her the skills that she needs to survive what she's going through right now. But I'm showing here in these symbols and cards that it is changing. And we praise you for that. We plead the blood of Jesus over our souls right now, over this situation. And we pray for that you will open doors in Jesus' name. Now, don't doubt that.
In Jesus' name. I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
Don't doubt that. And actually showing something very quickly here in 4 days.
I was okay, 4 days. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I
might
have messed that
up.
That's what I was going to say. Personal victory? Oh,
mm-hmm.
Okay. That would be family, hopefully.
Okay, and money's mm-hmm. coming.
Mm-hmm. And that's the part I might have messed up. So I told you about what I'm going to do with Social Security.
Sometimes God allows us to get to a bottom
make
like
mistakes.
This. So
yeah.
that you can see that... the world has not given us to it. That it's Him that's given it to us. And, you know, I recently hit that point. You know, there was some kind of mess up. I didn't get paid for the whole month of August. And, I mean, something just came that God inspired for it to come and save my bacon. You know, it didn't come from my employer. It didn't come from any agency. It came from the Holy Spirit causing it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to trust in that.
Okay. I'm kind of getting a message, I think, from the spirits. Well, actually, I know. I think I'm being sent to this time in my life to see what I would do this time because last time I did it wrong. It's like I feel like I'll have a second chance and this time make it right. Is that what you're getting?
I got a yes on that, and you're going to be very secure and very happy. And this is it, you know. Sometimes we're tested with temptation. Like I said, well, you missed. You just came in, but if you get a chance, go back and listen to the show because
it's
between two very powerful times on God's calendar. And I felt very inspired when I put it together. I heard the voice of the Lord speaking to my spirit, and He wants His people. He doesn't want anybody to be lost. And He wants us all to learn the truth because we're living in a world of deception.
Mm.
Deception and illusion. We're just tipping the iceberg of how deceptive the government's been for years, you know?
Mm.
And, you know, they were deceptive to the Native American Indians. They were deceptive in other things, too. That's just so, because anything that's run by humans is not perfect. Only Jesus did it right. God is perfect.
I was just thinking that. I agree. Yeah.
You're going to, You're going to be strengthened.
Oh, okay.
Jesus suffered so that we don't have to. And, you know, we get ourselves into situations or we connect ourselves with people that bring lessons, you know. That's why I tell people, you know, nobody's judging you, but remember, every time you join yourself to somebody, you're taking on their good and their bad.
Ooh, I know what I'm supposed to tell you. Oh, we're going to court. My sisters, we're going to court next month.
Okay.
What does that look like? It's they took two sisters took us two sisters to court, but you know what I'm saying. But we don't have a lawyer yet, but they filed something first. You're making more sense of this than I am on air. I forgot. I'm sorry. I'm just nervous. When I get nervous, I yammer.
There might be some cooperation with an offer about money, but they're banking on the fact that you're not going to be able to do this.
Well, it's not going to happen. We're going to do it. Yep.
Yeah. Well, you know, email me.
Well,
I can help you with.
They can take out mortgages, and my other sister and I, we live day to day. If that,
that's what they're banking on. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah,
that's what they're banking on. That you won't have the money. Won't have the money to fight it. But you know, send me an email. And let me know what's going on. I can give you some things.
Okay.
I'm not licensed anymore. Okay.
Not a problem. I appreciate it. Thank you. And
you're
I'm
welcome.
Sorry I got on late, guys. You have a good night.
That's okay.
Okay? Well, it's
go back and
here.
Listen. No, it'll bless you. Go back and listen, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
All
God,
right. God
bless everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, Father God, we come to the conclusion of another show, and I'm grateful to be able to do it and speak what you want for your people to hear. With all sincerity and love, we love you, and we thank you for the gift of Jesus. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we're grateful for our progress, and we ask you to help us catch those thoughts before they take root in. And we know we're in perilous times. We know we're in dark times in the last days. And we know that Jesus is coming for his church, and that we will be taken out of here before it gets really nasty. And we ask you to help us be rapture ready. And I will work with each and every program that we present to help people get there, in Jesus' name. God bless all of you who called in, listened, and participated with Spiritual Perceptions. We love you. And if you need prayer, just email me, and we will certainly pray for you. Until next time, God bless.